Today, Janet Yellen, the Biden appointee for the Treasury, said something that jump-started Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 19th day of January. Thanks for being with us. First, it was lab-created chicken. Now, it's seafood. Mortgage rates have dropped again. AMC found some funding and their stock improved. How about a story dealing with floating rocket launch pads or the massive teacher shortage in the U.S.? We've got some FCC news, the Wall Street Report, and relocation regrets. For the interview, it's Julia McGuire from 1,000 Friends of Iowa, highlighting cities and towns who have reimagined a bit and who are now being recognized for their efforts. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Arion.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Janet Yellen, former Fed chair and President-elect Joe Biden's pick to head the Treasury, offered up a bold endorsement of Biden's $1.9 trillion Rescue America plan during her confirmation hearing today. Here's what she said, quote, "Economists don't always agree, but I think there is a consensus now. Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and long-term scarring of the economy later," end quote. Yellen also warned that deficits would need to enter a sustainable path at some point. And she added this, quote, "But right now, with interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big," end quote. With her justification of the plan in place, the Rescue America may very well become reality, and the markets did react. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Hang on, because this story is pretty amazing. Blue Nalu is based in California, and according to CNBC, they've just raised $60 million to take their product before the FDA. So what is it they make? Well, they make seafood. No, really. They make seafood. Cell-based or cultured seafood is created by extracting cells from fish and growing the samples in large bioreactors. The company plans on introducing mahi-mahi as its first cultured seafood item, followed by bluefin tuna. But there's more. Plans are also underway to open a nearly 40,000-square-foot pilot production facility in San Diego. Late last year, the Singapore Food Agency approved cell-cultured chicken made by Eat Just. This was the first lab-grown chicken to receive regulatory approval, and the company is seeking to gain additional approvals to sell its products in other markets, including, yeah, you guessed it, the United States. Just in case you're considering refinancing your home, we've got some news for you. The average 30-year fixed refinance rate is 2.96%. That's down 2 basis points compared with a week ago. A month ago, the average rate on a 30-year fixed refinance was lower at 2.90%. The 15-year fixed refi rate is now at 2.45%. That's up 2 basis points over the past 7 days. And the average rate for a 10-year fixed refinance loan is 2.49%. That's up 4 basis points from a week ago. Experts polled by Bankrate are split on where mortgage rates will go in the future, with 45% of those surveyed saying rates will increase, 18% saying they'll stay the same, and 36% say the rates will decrease further. The world's largest theater chain, AMC, saw its stock rally upward by a whopping 37% today. Why? The company announced it had secured $100 million to extend its cash position. Business Insider is reporting that AMC issued new debt due in 2026 to raise the extra capital, according to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing that was published today. The bonds boast a hefty interest rate of, get this, 15%, though AMC's first payment isn't due until July. The theater chain also reserves the right to pay in kind by issuing additional bonds and paying a 17% interest rates. The fundraising effort comes after multiple warnings from the company that it would quickly exhaust revenues. AMC said in October it could run out of funds by the end of 2020 or early 2021. At the bell, AMC stock was up by 74 cents to $3.06 a share. So what will Elon Musk do next? How about buying floating oil rigs and turning them into floating rocket launch pads? According to CNBC, SpaceX bought two deepwater oil rigs last year from Valaris for $3.5 million each and is converting them into floating launch pads to support the enormous Starship rockets the company is developing. The rigs are in the port of Brownsville near SpaceX's Starship development facility in Boca Chica, Texas. The rigs have been renamed Deimos and Phobos, presumably in homage of the Martian moons. Why not? For several years, researchers have warned about a growing teacher shortage in the United States, and those warnings have resulted in reality during the pandemic. It's a mix of several situations happening at the same time. There is declining enrollment in teacher preparation programs, increasing student enrollment, and high teacher attrition. Back in 2016, that's 5 years ago, the Learning Policy Institute said more than 100,000 additional full-time licensed teachers were needed nationwide. Meanwhile, the coronavirus pandemic has increased the demands on teachers, but pay remains the same in many areas. Research shows that despite the same level of education, public school teachers earn about 20% less in weekly wages than non-teacher college graduates. And in a majority of states, teachers would qualify for two or more government benefits as sole earners. Coming soon, fewer owners of broadcast media? Could be. Today, the Supreme Court suggested it will let the Federal Communications Commission ease limits on the ownership of local media outlets, giving the broadcast industry and President Trump's administration a mostly favorable reception in a long-running fight. Republicans and broadcast industry executives have been seeking to relax the ownership limits for decades, saying the restrictions are badly outdated. Easing the rules could mean a wave of consolidation affecting TV stations nationwide. Companies including News Corp, Sinclair Broadcast Group, Fox Corp, and Nexstar Media Group are part of a group backing the FCC efforts to ease the rules. Advocacy organizations led by Prometheus Radio Project are fighting the FCC changes, saying the commission didn't give an adequate explanation for ignoring its long-standing policy of fostering ownership diversity and didn't give an adequate explanation. As they say, stay tuned. Stocks rebounded today following a robust congressional hearing with former Fed Chair Janet Yellen. The Dow's 30 blue chips closed up by over 116 points to end the day at 30,930, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq soared upward by 189 points to finish the day at 13,197, and the S&P 500 picked up 30 points to close at 3798. Meanwhile, earnings season kicked off with shares of Bank of America slipping less than a tenth of a percent after it reported a 22% profit loss. Goldman Sachs fell by 1.9% despite reported earnings that beat expectations. Investors are also watching the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, which have been underwhelming and cause more concern about any recovery timeline. And finally, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many New Yorkers who fled the city in the wake of the pandemic are now regretting the move. When New York became the epicenter of the coronavirus cases last year, scores of residents fled in what became a mass exodus of several hundred thousand. As they fanned out across the nation in search of respite, many rushed to purchase homes and pour savings into relocating. But now, however, some New York City expats say they are remorseful of their haste, grappling with significant cultural, culinary lifestyle, and economic changes in moving away from the city. Ah, come on. Even here in Iowa, we can do some great avocado toast. Hey, stay with us and click ahead to hear more about 1,000 Friends of Iowa and how cities and small towns are reimagining themselves and earning the spotlight for their efforts. My guest is Julia McGuire, and it's some great news.